I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News. Last year on December 6th, pot smokers gathered spontaneously at Seattle Center to celebrate the passage of Initiative 502. Washington became one of the first states to legalize and regulate recreational marijuana. It's been a tumultuous year as entrepreneurs, regulators, police, drug counselors, and everyone in between tries to understand the implications. I asked some of the people affected by I-502 to reflect on their experiences.
My name is Greta Carter. I currently am a recent applicant for a 502 producer and processor's license. Since I-502's passage, oh my gosh, my life has changed dramatically. Every day I wish there was more hours in the day. The opportunities that have present themselves to those of us that are in the cannabis community have just been amazing. Someone shared with me that you almost leave Washington drunk with opportunity.
I'm Kelly Kirby. I'm a licensed mental health counselor and chemical dependency professional. It's really hard. There's a very positive attitude out there with marijuana. Just, I think, the feeling that we get with the average person. And so when you're kind of in a world where you deal with youth, it feels very overwhelming. The thing I did not foresee happening that's happened within the last year is the use of dabbing. Dabbing is basically, it's kind of like hash oil. They typically use butane and other substances to get the highest concentration of the THC out of the plant. It's smoked, but very quickly using a blowtorch. So there's all kinds of dangerous things going on with youth when they're heating this screw attached to a pipe with a blowtorch and then just putting a little bit, just a dab of this, and one hit gets someone high.
I'm John Davis. I'm Chief Executive Officer of Northwest Patient Resource Center here in Seattle, Washington. I've been in cannabis activism for over 20 years. My biggest fear is, of course, not getting a license, right? And also not being able to get anything through the legislature that gets regulation to medical cannabis. And, you know, the U.S. Attorney's statement that, you know, unregulated medical cannabis is untenable. Try as we might in the industry to get regulation, it's going to be the legislators that decide if we're regulated, and then the U.S. attorneys will not go after the legislature for not taking decisive action. They can come down on us.
I'm Dan Satterberg, King County Prosecuting Attorney. The black market is going to be going to rise or fall depending on how well the state markets marijuana, what the price point is, and whether it's available to those who want it. You know, there is no black market for beer. People don't get shot and killed over a bottle of whiskey anymore. They did in Prohibition. And so if Prohibition is any kind of lesson for us, if we price marijuana at the right price point, that should drive the black market right out of business.
I'm Jim Pugel, police chief with the Seattle Police Department. When something that's been illegal for so long and that we have enforced against for so long, overnight, literally overnight, becomes legal, you have to readjust the anticipation of the public, and you have to readjust and address the culture of the police department and say, hey, this is what the new rules are. We don't condone it. We don't condemn it. But we have to be the will of the people. So in that spirit, we said that, you know, we're going to commit as much education, as much public outreach, try to have some fun doing it so that, for instance, like the Doritos, we all knew that was a gimmick, but it really got attention. And through that, our media outreach group and Sergeant Whitcomb were able to perform their core purpose of educating by getting some attention to the bag of munchies.
Chief Pugel was referring to SPD's giveaway of bags of Doritos at this year's HempFest. The Doritos were labeled with stickers reminding people not to drive while high or give marijuana to anyone under 21. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.